Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezras Hashem, Life Transforming Advice, Shir number 38. We're talking about realizing one's self-worth, and to realize that is not arrogance. That is a type of humility, actually. Chaver Savrovis brings this down in Sharkniya, that comes after, there is a humility that comes after one realizes how elevated he or she really is. Then there is value to humility. If you don't have this awareness and you just don't think you are good, you don't see your elevated status as a Tzelem Elokim, as an image of God, as a neshama, as an elevated, refined person, then the humility is not humility and you'll deteriorate. Rav Chanan Wasserman asked if his Rebbe, the Chafetz Chaim, was extreme anav, was aware of his greatness. And Rav Chanan answered, yes, absolutely he was. Although the Chafetz Chaim was full with anava, with humility, he nevertheless frequently said that he personally has the responsibility of the spiritual welfare of his entire generation. Rav Moshe also made some similar statements, and other tzaddikim. So they recognize their value. They just realize it all comes from Hashem and there's nothing to be arrogant about. If others would have those gifts, they would be even better, they think. So humility is not a lack of awareness of your positive accomplishments or abilities. Humility is an internalized awareness with every fiber of your body that everything, yes, everything you have is not your own. Rather, it's a gift from Hashem who gave his kindness to you. And the more a person actually feels this way, the greater his humility will be. This is the Sefer Ariyal, I think Rabbi Lev Chassman, Chelek Gimel, page 93. I think he was one of the primary Rabbeim of Rabbi Shadron, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, Ariyal. So, gaiva, arrogance, could be positive or negative. Really, the word pride is better. Arrogance is never good. Pride. The positive aspect of pride is to recognize the greatness that every human being is endowed with from birth. Pride is only negative when a person demands that others honor him for it. And a person who knows his true worth does not need to prove it to anyone else, regardless of what anyone else may say. He has constant awareness of his value, but recognizing it that it comes from Hashem. So he won't brag. He doesn't need validation to validate his worth. Hashem put it there, and he recognizes it comes from Hashem, and he will use it to the best of his ability. So the idea is that we should have self-esteem and not be machnia ourselves to other people out of a feeling of loneliness. The Torah concept of self-esteem is much greater than that of the secular world because it's based on the divinity, on the Tzelem Elokim, on the godliness within each person. And a person who lacks self-esteem is lacking in appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's not a false modesty, because a false modesty is a weakness. That's not a maila. Moshe Rabbeinu was a man of action. He did everything, saving Klal Yisrael in many, many cases, educating them all the time. And yet he was always an anav. So in the highest selflessness lies the greatest power. And neglect of duty is due to selfishness. We omit the good and commit the bad. Selfishness makes us shrink from the fulfillment of our life tasks that we are destined and we are required to fulfill. However, a humble person does not have this selfishness and is not blocked by his ego. He's ready to use every spark of his energy, every last spark, every fiber of his being for doing good because he realizes or she realizes this gift is coming from Hashem. And that's true living. That is true living. Very often people that are insecure, they hide their insecurities by bluffing strength. They show arrogant behavior outside, but they're really very insecure. But regardless of what a person feels arrogant about, whether it's his intelligence or anything else, wealth, that's a sign of inferiority and even a lack of awareness. An arrogant person should realize that all he has, even his wisdom, is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that gift was entirely undeserved. A gift from the source of all wisdom to a being originally without intelligence whatsoever. So how could you be arrogant about that? Hashem could have made us hamsters or roaches or mold on a tree. Who decided to give us intelligence or the ability to think and the ability to breathe, the ability to walk? It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we thank him. We're not arrogant about our gifts. We appreciate it and we move forward. But humility in an unhealthy way is a tremendous, tremendous fault. It could be a negative trait. Look at the Michtel Yochel Gimel page, Lamed Daled. If a person is excessively submissive, he'll be influenced or she'll be influenced by wicked people. The famous, famous, well-known line from Rav Simcha Bunim of Peshischa that he said, that we mentioned many times in the Friday Shiurim, in the Shalom Bayis Shiur, that in the Shalom Bayis group, that every person should have two slips of paper in his pocket. One of them, it should be written, Bishvili Nevra Olam, the world was created for me. And the other one was Anochi Ofer Ve'efa, with dust and ashes. And a person with wisdom will take out each one in its proper time. The Fliskin had a Rebbe, Rabbi Chaim Mordechai Katz, the Rosh Hashiva tells, that talked about the difference between a positive attribute of being proud of one's value and heritage and the negative trait of arrogance. What's the difference between the two? So a young student walking with his shoulders stooped passed in front of his house. He called the student over and gave him muster to walk straight. Rosh Hashiva stressed that a person's stature reveals their self-concept. And someone studying Torah would demonstrate his appearance on of the great value of which he is engaged in, meaning he recognizes his importance of what he's supposed to be doing. When Hashem made the world, Sham Shafal Hirsch says that he took into consideration even the smallest of creatures. And the thought that no creature is insignificant for Hashem's loving concern should make everyone think, every thinking person aware that every living being on earth deserves respect because it bears the stamp of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on it. And thus to we ourselves treat Hashem with respect. Look at ourselves as a Bria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as a creature of the Almighty. Another aspect that's so important to recognize is that wealth is not a valid criteria of self-worth. Although in our generation, many people feel this way. Look at the Beis HaLevi Parshas Vayeshev. That there's no intrinsic value added to a wealthy person that a poor person lacks. The idea is Hakol Bidei Shamayim Chutz Meyir Shamayim. The learning Torah, the doing mitzvahs, Maisim Tovim, the more we feel good about ourselves, the more we feel elevated, and not to be embarrassed of human frailties, not to be embarrassed whether that you don't have money, whether you have or not. It's not a reflection on the true value of a person, and there's a lot of hezek that come as a Rav Simcha Zitzel said that it's equally wrong for a wealthy person to feel superior and speak down to others because of his wealth, as it's wrong for a poor person to feel inferior and speak submissively because lack of money. Both the wealth and the poverty are circumstances that provide tests. They don't reflect a person's value. So therefore, a rich person cannot speak arrogant to a poor person. The fact that he has money means nothing in those cases if he does mistreats or poor person. And a poor person who feels inferior because of their lack of money, there's no reason to feel inferior. Hashem placed that matzah before him. And we need to appreciate that and not take it lightly and recognize the importance and the beauty of treating every person with the proper respect, with derech eretz. And never for a wealthy person who has a valid gift, but it's not a criteria of self-worth. Don't misuse those gifts. The Chazon Ish said that it is against the spirit of the Torah to judge a person by what he does for a living. We can never tell the true greatness of a person just by how he seems to a casual observer. Some people who own small shops are meticulously careful in all matters pertaining to Chayshe Mishpadinim, the Torah's monetary laws, and constantly thinks healthy thoughts. Some people gauge their value by what they own. That is not healthy. When you obtain a material object, this does not become part of you. Ownership could be moved from one person to another person. There's a Hasidish concept of Tzedakah and brings that where you could connect to a public factor. But the idea is that personal growth is independent of these external factors. Just be motivated to lead a healthy, fulfilling internal life. The way Hashem wants you to live. The way Hashem wants you to practice your life on this world. So remember, realizing your value is not arrogant. There's the entire ideal of what humility is. Inappropriate humility is a fault. We need to use it in a proper way. We prefer to go to places that have a madrich that you could go to. That wealth is not a valid criteria for self-worth. It costs us two major damage. And the idea being is not to judge people in a negative way by using negative labels and to recognize Hashem could do everything, could open up the hearts of anyone, could create and to allow to shine the most humble human people, the most humble human beings, and learn from them and be elevated by them, recognize that they're not demanding much, they're just doing the best they can do and the best they can feel and think under the circumstances they are in, bringing a tremendous bracha to all. Bracha natzlacha.